This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
The 1.4 million LGBT-owned businesses in the U.S. are a growing part of the American economy. These companies bring an estimated $1.7 trillion in revenue. They help create jobs and innovate business solutions nationwide. But despite these positive numbers, research shows LGBT business owners face barriers to economic opportunities due to discrimination.
Well, and that's why this one guy who wrote an article in The Huffington Post.
The HuffPo.
Created the so-called drag queen test to measure a city's economic vitality.
Oh my.
So there's a series of questions that one would need to ask to determine how well off a city will be. And here are some of those questions. How does the city treat its drag queens? Does it have non-discrimination laws? Does it avoid restrictions on adult performance? Does it foster safe spaces for queer communities? Does it possess an ecosystem that supports queer talent and expression? Do local queens make it to RuPaul's Drag Race? Cities that answer yes, they say, are more likely to have dynamic cultures and inclusive communities and therefore thriving economies.
I couldn't agree more.
I was waiting for crickets there.
No. Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
They would have to agree with all of those things to meet his definition of a successful city.
What's funny is this
it's
guy.
Insane.
This guy talks about how they have significant purchasing power, the LGBTQ plus communities. Back in 2023, it was nearly $4 trillion. Well, guess what? Newsflash to this guy. The purchasing power of Christians in the United States is estimated to be more than $5 trillion annually. So you can't just go off one group and say, well, because the LGBTQ plus community has $4 trillion, it doesn't mean we ignore them. But that doesn't mean that you have to have this inclusive society that promotes drag queen brunch and all of these things and letting drag queens read to children at local libraries with our tax dollars. That's ridiculous. Now, it's not just this Looney Tune who has come up with this drag queen test. UCLA Law School's Williams Institute also came up with that same conclusion that the acceptance and protection of queer people correlated with an increased per capita GDP. Then there was a 2023 Wells Fargo study that looked kind of at similar things and basically said that LGBTQ plus inclusion was the secret sauce for economic growth. Now, what I also should note that did not make sense to me was some of the cities that were mentioned in this.
Does any of it make sense to you?
Well, you're right, touche. But some of this that especially did not make sense was it said this held true for cities beyond New York and L.A. Atlanta, Detroit, and Minneapolis have higher GDP per capita than most U.S. metro areas. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but L.A. is so not well off financially. There's a lot of very, very, very wealthy people. But isn't the city as a whole not doing well? Am I wrong?
Well,
in that?
I mean, it's one of the highest taxation cities in the country. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, God knows they shouldn't have a revenue problem. I can't imagine they don't overspend on everything. But I personally just don't know.
Well, they talked about there. I went down the rabbit hole again, and there were some videos talking about how the LGBTQ plus community spends a lot of money on travel and food and things like that. And so they're really pouring into these, you know, local businesses. And that's why it's such a big deal that you have to be very inclusive to them, because they're going to be the ones who are really supporting the local economy. As if the rest of us, the straight people, don't.
Wait, you're cisgendered. Thank you.
You're right. Cisgendered. I want to be correct, because I certainly don't want to offend anybody.
You have to be. You have to use the right words, or it doesn't count, Kim. Here's what I don't get. If you're an adult human being, and you choose to wear a furry costume, or you're a man and you choose to wear a dress.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, that's just like somebody that gets multiple tattoos on their face or multiple piercings on their face or their nose or whatever it is. You're doing it for one reason and one reason only. You want to stand out from the crowd and you want people to notice you. And then when they notice you and stare at you because you look like a freak, you get offended by it. That's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about. Ooh, look at me. You have to look at me. And it's an effort to try to claim that it's some big positive impact on everything, when it's a tiny, tiny minority of people with this condition screaming for attention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them ever winning that argument.
Well, I don't either. And again, I go back to this whole notion that, sure, there is, if you want to go with that figure, $4.1 trillion back in 2023 of purchasing power among this group, although this group is evolving every day because they've come up with different names and I don't even know. Okay, well, there again, look at Christians. Look at the purchasing power. And I, by the way, said that was more than $5 trillion. Look at the purchasing power of conservatives. I mean, it's ridiculous to just discount all of that and just side completely with one group because they have $4.1 trillion supposedly in purchasing power. So do other groups, and they have more. I mean, you know, just because I don't agree with someone's lifestyle doesn't mean I can't love them. I can't love them as a person. I can't support them. I don't support their lifestyle. I don't support their choices. But it doesn't mean that I shun them and say, you can't come by from my store or whatever the case may be. But if I were, say, a baker, I support bakers being able to say, hey, you know, I can't do this. This goes against my values. You know, you and I have talked about this. Seeing what's reported on the news right now is far different from even when I was in the business. I got out in August of 2021. It has really evolved since then. And I know I struggled with some stories and trying to, I'd find little ways I could kind of like, you know, try to balance it more and insert little things, but still being fair, you know, but I'm like, gosh, I could not, I could not cover. Well, that was also, they would butcher it, right?
Sure.
But that was also part of the problem is like, I don't watch much, but when I have caught little glimpses of the news, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could never cover that.
It's so PC these days. It is. If you went to do a story downtown and you didn't refer to them as the unhoused, they would change that copy in your script.
Well, I guess now, but when sure. I was a reporter, that was
well,
never
no, not
a
then.
Thing.
I mean yeah. Now. It's gone so far the other direction. There's no way you could honestly report and use words that real people use these days.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use the words that they want you to use to try to modify people's perception
right.
of someone who is homeless. They're homeless.
Mm-hmm. I'd struggle with all of
it's
that.
It's not
now.
Like saying they have the mange. It's just the truth. They are without a home. They are homeless. That's the definition of homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Like going back to this argument about like it increases your GDP if you're more inclusive. Like, let's just for a second compare St. Louis City versus I'm just going to go with St. Charles City. Obviously, I'm biased because that's my neck of the woods.
Right.
But I mean, look at the way that St. Louis City is run under the leadership of Tashara Jones and look at the way that St. Charles City is run. It's vastly different. I get that it's different dynamics, city versus suburban. I get all of that. You have to take that into, you know, account too when you're looking at this. But I mean, it's a joke to say that this so-called drag queen test, just because you're more inclusive, means that your economy is going to thrive.
Yeah, they have to say that to try to convince people. They have to find another reason other than visual to convince people to accept this stuff. It's that simple. Most people are repulsed by it.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it. They want to look away. They get caught staring, and then they get screamed at because you didn't use the proper pronouns. No.
I think where we are now. And
not doing that. We're not doing that anymore.
Think how far we've come in the last few years, and think what if that train is not stopped, which is what we're trying to do right now, think where this could go in 4 or 5 years. You're going to have people allowed to teach kindergartners in like full drag because they're going to say look, this is self-expression. I feel most myself when I'm wearing these particular articles of clothing and the makeup and the hair and all the things, and I feel like it's discriminatory. There would be lawsuits. It's discriminatory for you to tell me I can't express myself in this way. Can you imagine your first, second, third grader being taught math by a person in full drag attire?
No.
Like I know that's a dramatic example, but I never would have predicted where we're at right now a number of years ago. So these are all things in my mind that are possible in the next few years if we don't take action now. We cannot just sit on our twiddle our thumbs and say someone else will fight this good fight. We have to be the ones involved. We have to be the ones going to the school boards. We have to be the ones pushing back.
It's good. I like it. And you're right. And I think under this current environment we're in with Trump in the White House and people looking into TV cameras every day and talking common sense, it's another reason the Democrats find themselves on the losing end of so many of these arguments right now, because people can see with their own eyes what the truth is.
Get more at 971talk.com.